Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Here's the snap. Blitz coming. Allen gets rid of the football, looking into the end zone, and it's intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone, and coming up with it is Ifeatu Melifonwu.
Just consistency, rhythm, I think, overall. You know, in order to really dissect today's performance, I'd have to look at it. But I felt like there were some things, and there were some times where we weren't open. So it's a combination of the two.
Fakes the handoff, back to pass, looking deep down the right sideline. He's got Waddle in the end zone for the touchdown. He beat Max Hairston in a one-on-one matchup.
It's not that the guys weren't trying out there. That's not what I'm saying, and that's not what I was alluding to before the bye. It's come out and control the game early and play a certain way with a certain style, and we didn't do that today.
Hand off to Achan, looking to cut it back. Gets through a hole and into the secondary. Still loose, and he's going to go the distance. Max Hairston trying to track him down. Trips him up, but he's into the end zone for a 59-yard touchdown run, and that'll put this one to bed.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
I don't know where to start, but listening to that one Sean McDermott comment about coming out and playing a certain way, they did punt on 4th and 1 on their first series, you know?
It was a long one.
It was a long, don't even. It was a long one. Oh, this will be a long one. I mean, you want to establish something that right there, it's like, let's just, you know, they'll be terrible and we'll win.
Right.
We'll play our usual slow, plodding, run-oriented offense with our MVP being a game manager for the 7th week in a row. And we'll always win the turnover battle, and we'll win 23-10. And we'll talk about we'll fend off any question about whether we're good enough.
Even if I turn it over there,
so what?
Yeah, right. I'm better than you.
If you want to establish that you're serious and you're really there to compete, go do that.
I agree. There was a lot. I thought, I guess this is where we're going to start. There was a lot of, I think, sort of lackadaisical later in the game, especially. The end of the third quarter drove me insane watching this game. Like, I don't know where how saddled up and riding you were watching this game.
Actually, you do know.
But end of the third quarter, there's like, I don't know how many seconds ticking off, and they're down 16-0. They've yet to score a single point. And it's just, they didn't even line up and do the thing where they sometimes line up and hope they get a free 5 yards. Get you to jump. It's just
that's right.
We'll just take it to the fourth quarter.
That's right.
We're fine here. End of the half, at least it was pouring. And they tried. I think they passed on first and second down, and then third down was a give up handoff. Let's run the clock.
Take it in
thing, because Miami was out of timeouts somehow because they used the timeout before they even ran a play in this game because they were so ready to play Miami.
They used another one when the Bills started to line up on 4th and 1.
Yes.
And they got away with that.
Yes, they did. So there was just not you know, I guess I'm saying I would excuse the end of the half because it's pouring, and they did try to move the ball on first and second down and then went, okay, yeah, check, please. We'll get the ball, start third quarter, new, you know, clean slate kind of thing.
That's a really bad sign.
But I think that was bad, but again, pouring, whatever. The end of the third quarter, I don't get at all. Just why not even at least line up and try to get a free 5 yards, but really more importantly, try to get yards. Try to get a play, try to get something going, and because you're down 16 to nothing going into the fourth quarter, like every second may count, you know? Like there's a scenario where the Bills on the possession where Allen fumbles after the quarterback sneak that turned into a 15-yard gain, right? If they score there and make it, I presume it would have been 16-13. I think they would have kicked the point to get to within a field goal to tie that late, right? And Miami gets the ball back, and maybe they don't go three and out, but you know, you get the you stop them eventually. But time is now at a premium. You let however many seconds tick off at the end of the third quarter. What are you doing? That was really weird to me. Maybe it seems nitpicky considering the magnitude of the problems it appears they may have in their passing game, but I don't know. Hearing McDermott talk about tone setting and then watching them choose to just sort of not use time that was allocated to them. They had the ball. Like, why don't you do something with it? It is a bad sign. I think they are so shook on offense right now that it's just, let's just take as much time as we can to figure out what to do next, which is insane considering the talent the quarterback has. He's not perfect either. I mean, he's got some bad plays in this game, including the fumble I already mentioned. But it was a very frustrating day that way. Because as bad as it was going, I don't know, just strap it up and show a little urgency here. It really, really bothered me. And I would include the early fourth down, too. Because that came up yesterday, and I'm afraid of Miami all of a sudden? What am I doing here?
I don't think that means they're afraid of Miami. I think that means they're assuming they're going to beat Miami anyway. That's what I was feeling when that happened. I thought I was nervous about this game.
Like I know.
I like the Dolphins with the points. I feel like they're going to be loose for the first time ever playing against the Bills. And at one point last week, I was just sort of rolling on a certain point. I'm like, and the Bills' defense is bad. And you're like, hang on a minute. Did you not see the last two games? Like, I did see the last two games. You're right to stop me. But is it good? Like, is any of it good? Do we really want to? It's the day after, so maybe we do. But I feel like it's not going to be one of those days. Do we really want to, like, any further than we've already done, dig in on the details yesterday? Like, yes, but is this a team that can shake that kind of a game off? Great teams, I'm not here to tell you right now this is one, but great teams can do that, and they do have days like that.
And this team has done it almost every year.
They've done it before.
Great.
A division rival in the second meeting on the road. It's not at all unprecedented that a great team would have that game. You have turnovers and, you know, Achane gets loose a couple times and you lose. Like, maybe wasn't quite as bad as the score, but whatever. Like, it was a bad day. It took me an hour and a half to read Sal's arrows down today.
There was a lot there.
And then the arrows up were Joey Bosa and the punter.
Yeah.
So, like, great teams can have bad days, yeah. But we got... Hold on. We've got this Waddle story.
Yeah.
We've got Daboll fired. And now there's another game. And we've got Kincaid hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like today isn't going to be a typical Monday in this way.
Yeah.
Not that it is already because they got crushed.
Right.
And that is,
no, I think you're right. I just, you know, dove right in when you opened the door on some of the tactical decisions from yesterday's game. I think the bigger issue that I would expect fans to be ready to talk about is, yeah, what does it mean that Brandon Bean was ready to part with, well, apparently not a 2026 round, you know, first round pick, but a 2027 first round pick to try to get Jalen Waddle? You know, how much of an admission of, you know, surrender is that. I wondered late in the week, I was not nervous about this game at all. Obviously, I was wrong to not be nervous about it. But one thing I did wonder is how, I know how I felt hearing what I was hearing on Tuesday leading up to the deadline about how active, like what you know, where they were active in the trade market, which seemed almost exclusively receiver from what I was hearing. And then this Waddle story comes Sunday morning. And what does Josh Allen think of all of that? What do the, you know, not even the receivers on the team, because I imagine all the receivers on the team feel like, okay, I'm not good enough, but everyone, like, we were looking for a player of that caliber and didn't pull it off, and you end up feeling like you lost something even though you never even had it. That's how I feel about that story, and I feel the same about any other receiver they were talking about getting. Because you're telling us, you're telling your team, we need help here. I'm trying to get, I'm not looking for a role player. I'm not looking for Rashid Shaheed. I'm looking for a number one wide receiver who I've spent 16 or 18 months telling you I don't need. That's what I'm out here shopping for. And then you don't get it. I think that has a negative effect. I mean, I don't want to get too far into everybody's heads here because I don't know what everybody's thinking. But to me, it's not far-fetched to think that that was a big letdown to the team.
Well, I want to think that Josh Allen didn't learn about that through Tom Pelissero.
Same here.
But, you know, I can defend most of that, I think, from the Bills standpoint. Don't you want to be on a team where the GM is, especially if, like, you're a star on the team, you're not worried about your job security. You want to think that we're out here, you know, going for it and shopping. And Bean has been productive in this way in the past. It felt good to get Cooper. It felt good to get Rasul Douglas. You know, like, he's not asleep at the wheel. So you want, what do the fans want? The fans wanted that too.
Yep.
And so it's not about hurt feelings at that point. It's about making the team as good as it can be. But it was a failure to execute.
Yeah.
And if Miami told them no out of hand, like, we're not trading with you, then maybe the Bills played their cards wrong in how they sort of played out the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
The deadline isn't one day; it's a year. Like, it's not just all at the end. And if the difference becomes one round in the draft, I mean, I'm the kind of player,
or one year in the draft,
or 1 year in the draft. But yeah, even one round in the draft, I'd be the kind of player to be like, okay, fine, I'm not going to, you know, dicker with you. Let's just do it.
Yeah, right.
Deal.
Right. Yeah, I'm not telling you I think guys' feelings were hurt that they went shopping. I'm telling you I think they might have been dejected because the GM failed to pull it off. And now everybody knows it. And like you said, I would expect Josh Allen knew that Tuesday afternoon. That'd be my guess, because I don't think they make a play for any of the big names out there without talking to him about it. So, yeah, I'm more like, you know, sure, the receivers might have been bothered by it in a different way.
That's their lives, though.
Right, but the team, yeah. I think it's just like, you know, we talk this way about hockey more because that has always been a more active, traditionally, trade deadline where a contending team, you want to send give a gift to the room. Guys, we're good. We're this level of contender. I want to get us another guy that can push us even further. And, like, the team welcomes that. Okay, yeah, let's get another stud. That's what the reporting indicates the Bills were trying to do, and then they didn't do it, and I think that's inherently deflating.
I think the thing, or one thing right now is, I mean, the season is still very much alive, and we know McDermott's way. Like, he's got to be positive. He's got to be he's the guy in the job to get everybody back together. Because yesterday was a day, it's hot, you're losing, it's embarrassing. They don't have many of these since he got here. Not in the last 6 years, they don't. They have, like, two losses like this, maybe, in as long as we can remember. So his job is, it's not as bad. You know, this is the NFL, and let's sort of rally around each other. And I think, though, I'm not taking for granted that he can do it. Because yesterday really did feel like a low point. And it does come right in the backwash of the deadline, and largely because of Brandon Bean's own talking. Like, a lot of this, it seems like it's been around a long time. There's a stench with this topic. and I'm just exhausted by it too. But, I mean, one out of every three callers that jumps on our show to talk about wide receiver brings up how Bean talked to Jeremy at the deadline. Like, it's still...
At the draft, yeah.
At the draft. It's still, like, a thing that people are thinking about. Anyway, I'm guessing Terrell Bernard is not thinking about this. Like, you know, or all the Bills players. But this is a moment where you really do maybe need McDermott and Allen, for his part, to get everybody straightened out mentally. Because yesterday was terrible for them. I mean, just in every way. So it happens. Do we trust each other? You were on last week, going back to the previous game, the Chiefs, the win over the Chiefs, how receiver McDermott might, you could have discerned, and you did, you could have drawn from a couple of things he said that he was with the get a receiver crowd.
It was even before that. Yeah, there was a Sunday and then a Monday where he said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He doubled down on Monday after saying something on postgame on Sunday about, I think it was the game before. It might have been the Carolina game. I don't know.
Okay.
But either way, yeah, he has sounded like, yeah, he sounds to me often, he said it again, you know, we got to get open.
We just heard it.
Yeah,
I was going to say
we
that.
We got to get open.
We just heard him say it yesterday.
He has sounded to me like he has been trying to get people off of the idea that he doesn't want pass catchers. And that was the point, I don't remember what week it was now that you're referencing, that I caught that and made kind of a big deal out of that.
Well, he could be doing it for himself.
Yeah,
but
sure.
He could also really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how you and I talk.
I think it serves both purposes.
Well, okay. But he could be at a point, you know, Coleman has annoyed him, I think we know, and Kincaid can't stay healthy. And, like, what is he left with? And this is also Allen, you know, maybe this comes from Allen, but it would be both of them right now. Like, what am I supposed to do here? The interception, what did you think of the interception yesterday? Like, he's forcing a ball into Knox.
He said after the game he was trying to hit Shavers.
Oh, right, that's right.
Who was behind that
that's
and
right.
didn't get enough on the throw.
That's right.
So that explains it, because if he was throwing the Knox, he just missed Knox badly.
No, you're right. When they show the replay from behind the
Shavers
quarterback.
Shavers is clear behind that, yeah. So I think just he misfired.
It's a big miss.
Yeah. But yeah, to me, missing Knox there would have been a bigger miss.
No, even. I think you're right.
So, but yeah, I mean, aside from What do we have? We have the odd play to Kincaid before he leaves, right? You've got throws to Coleman on the sideline, one of which goes for a touchdown. The other three or four are incomplete. Those are the only passing plays that look like normal passing plays, I would say. And by normal, I mean, you know, snap the ball, drop back, hit your back foot. I'm going, you know, survey, and I'm going here. The vast majority of their, or they've got these little tunnel screens to Shakir. Everything else, and that barely looks like a, that doesn't look like a normal passing offense. That looks like a passing offense that doesn't know what else to do. So they're reduced basically to having like a real NFL looking passing game being those two things: tunnel screens to Shakir and back shoulders down the sideline to Coleman. Everything else is Allen running around hoping something breaks free. And that is just no way to live. You cannot expect that to work well enough to be a great team and beat great teams, especially in the playoffs. I mean, their passing game is so limp right now.
Yes. Well, I mean, if I want to get a little bit farther down the road, it's certainly there for anybody, you know, else who wants to make this a philosophical point about how they're building the plane out of James Cook. Oh, that could possibly fail? Like, it's not even, this is not me saying James Cook isn't good. This is just, Jonathan Taylor is the butt here with the Colts. They had to go to overtime. Like, still, they don't really have a passing thing either, and who knows. But I just have never wanted that. And it's something that you just really can't talk about when the Bills are winning all the time, other than to acknowledge, you know, maybe defeat in the point.
Right, that because it's working.
It's just, okay.
Yeah.
But what does Miami do here? A depleted, bad Dolphins team that's just had enough of the Bills. And that's one reason why I like them, just sort of the vibes thing. Enough. We've lost close games with this team 10 times. Like, one of these times is going to break. And they just, what did they do? They piled up on James Cook.
Played downhill all day.
Let your game manager beat us. And they lost. The Bills lost by 17. Okay. I mean, does Tampa not do that then? I don't know enough about Tampa's defense to say anything yet. But they're pretty good. They're not the Dolphins. They lose yesterday, but they're better than the Dolphins. I'm pretty sure of that. The Bills are favored Sunday by
2.5.
5.5.
What?
Ye of little faith.
Wow.
5.5 home favorite against the Bucs. Don't give up out there. Like, just hang on a minute.
That's a stunning number to me.
Play the Bucs.
Yeah.
Hang on, everybody. You know, the division odds, what the Bills, I saw plus 180 today, down by 1.5 without the tiebreaker. By Friday, New England will have played two more games than the Bills, because they've already played one more.
Right.
And now they have the Thursday night game in which, home against the Jets, they are favored by?
You'll be back. 9.5.
12.
I was going to say 13, but I'm shook. I'm shook by the miss on the Tampa thing.
You're off your game when it comes to the spreads. No. I just pointed at you. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I went the Brad Pitt to, is it Jonah Hill in Moneyball? Why? Because he gets on base.
Those people are both in the film, so yes, it's possible that that is what you're referring to.
See what happened to the guy, by the way, that basically is Jonah Hill's character. He left the Browns for the Rockies.
Right, I did see that.
DePodesta.
Paul DePodesta, yeah.
DePodesta.
Is it DePodesta or DePodesta?
DePodesta. I don't know. Yeah. I got most of it.
Let's stop talking about that.
I'm taking it as a win. Right. Football Monday on... I shouldn't be allowed to do that. Football Monday on WGR is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Eric Wood will not be with us today. He'll join us instead on Wednesday. Sal will be on at 5, and we plan to carry Sean McDermott's press conference today with the opening that Eric afforded us here, as it happens, whatever time, 4 o'clock is the scheduled time, but you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't be before that.
I would definitely anticipate it not being before that. It often isn't right at 4, but whatever. Not like I'm tracking that usually, because we're always on the air talking to Eric.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, but we'll bring that to you.
All right, let's break, and then we'll take your calls at 803-0550. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.